The first 60 seconds in a reentry ministry setting matter. Before you say much, people are already reading your posture. Are you safe? Are you respectful? Are you here to help, judge, preach, rescue, inspect, or control? A reentry and restoration chaplain enters slowly, humbly, and with permission. When you walk into a reentry program, halfway house, church support group, recovery setting, or transitional ministry space, remember this. You are entering someone else's parish. There are leaders, rules, rhythms, safety concerns, and histories already in place. Your first responsibility is not to take over. Your first responsibility is to honor the setting. A good entrance begins before the conversation. Dress appropriately, arrive on time, check in with the staff or ministry leader, ask where you should sit or stand, learn what is allowed and what is not allowed. Do not assume you can pray publicly, pull someone aside privately, take photos, collect stories, exchange personal numbers, or offer rides. Respect builds trust. When you meet a returning citizen, start with ordinary dignity. You might say, "It's good to meet you. I'm here as a chaplain volunteer today. I'm glad to listen if that would be helpful." That is better than beginning with, "Tell me what happened," or "How long were you in?" or "What did you do?" People re-entering society after incarceration may already feel watched, labeled, or tested. Some have told their story many times to officers, counselors, agencies, courts, family members, and church people. They may be tired of being treated like a project. The first 60 seconds should communicate calm, patience, and respect. What helps? Use the person's name, keep your tone steady, let them set the pace. Ask simple permission-based questions. Would it be all right if I sat here? Would listening be helpful today? Would you like prayer, or would you rather just talk for a moment? What harms? Moving too fast, asking for private details, making big promises, talking more than listening, assuming every person wants spiritual conversation immediately, acting like your role gives you automatic access. The chaplain's presence should lower pressure, not increase it. Reentry ministry is holy ground, but it is also practical ground. Be warm, but not intrusive. Be clear, but not stiff. Be available, but not entitled. The first 60 seconds should say, "You are an image bearer. I will not rush you. I will not reduce you to your past. I will serve with wisdom, humility, and respect." That kind of entrance opens the door for trust over time.